I kind of take it slow. My voice, my throat is real weak. But the Lord, He can help us. Amen. 1 Kings chapter 17. 1 Kings chapter 17. Great chapter in the book of 1 Kings. I've preached a lot among this chapter. A lot of other men of God have, teachers have taught it and studied it. But I feel like that's where the Lord wants us to go this morning. 1 Kings chapter 17, verse 1. And Elijah the Tishbite, who was of the inhabitants of Gilead, said unto Ahab, "As the Lord God of Israel liveth, for whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain these years, but according to my word." And the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, "Get thee hence, and turn thee eastward, and hide thyself by the brook Cherith, that is before Jordan. And it shall be that thou shalt drink of the brook, and I have commanded the ravens to feed thee there." So he went and did according to the word of the Lord, for he went and dwelt by the brook Cherith, that is before Jordan. And the ravens brought him bread and flesh in the morning and bread and flesh in the evening, and he drank of the brook. It came to pass after a while that the brook dried up, because there had been no rain in the land. That's as far as I want to read for sake of reading, but keep your Bible open. I want to look in this chapter. And what I want to talk to you about this morning is having faith to believe. Having faith to believe. Believing is having faith. A lot of times we have faith when things are going real good. I've known people, even when things were going real good, seem like they still had problems with faith, and I don't know why. But most of the time, children of God, when things are going very well, it's easy to say, there'll be no rain, but according to my word. That's what Elijah said to Ahab. Ahab was one of the worst kings that Israel had ever had. And he had driven that land into apostasy. And it just got so wicked. But there was a man of God. Here he is, Elijah, the prophet. And God is speaking to him. And he has faith to believe in his God. Because he said to Ahab, "As the Lord God of Israel liveth, before whom I stand." I mean, listen at his words. He's talking about the God that's in heaven, the God that sees right where he is, "before whom I stand." But he said, "There shall be no dew nor rain these years, but according to my word, until I say so," until God gives me the word. He was trusting that God would give him the word. He was trusting that God was going to do exactly what he told him to say, that there wasn't going to be no rain. It's those times, you feel strong in the Lord when it seems like you and the Lord have that communion.
And everything that the Lord has said, His promises, they're true and they're coming to pass. But then He puts you in a place. Listen, what Elijah said was not just going to affect everybody else. It was going to affect him too. God put him in a trial right along with everybody else in a dry land where no rain was. You know, we wonder sometimes why we're in this trial, why we're going through this hard time. Like Elijah, I mean, God put us there. Put us there to trust Him. Put us there to learn to trust Him. Listen, it's easy when you've got plenty of bread and plenty of meat to trust God. But when the rain stops and there ain't no bread and there ain't no meat, there's where faith really comes in. Am I going to look at God the same? Am I going to trust Him the same? Am I going to have the same relationship and the same communion with Him that I had when the cupboards were full? I mean, because we're all going to face times of lack somewhere, some way or another in our life. We're going to feel like we have need of something great, something maybe that we at one time had, and now we don't. Are you listening to me? And so he is put into this trial of drought. And the word of the Lord came to him and told him what to do. He said, get thee hence and turn thee eastward. Hide thyself by the brook Cherith that is before Jordan. Now Elijah's got a decision he's going to have to make right here. I'm either going to try to fix this thing my way, or I'm going to trust God and do what He said. But listen, a lot of the times, if we're not careful, it's very easy for us not to take what the Lord has said. We try to figure it out ourselves. We try to figure out, how am I going to get water during this time? I'll fix that. We put it in our own hands. And getting these things out of our hands is where God put us in the first place. He wants us to be, and takes away. Amen? Trust in the One who has been giving to us all along. I mean, to see, listen, it's easy not to really pay attention to where the rain's coming from until the rain stops. When the rain stops, amen, then we realize my brook wasn't so good. The water wasn't coming out of my well. It was coming out of God's heaven. Amen. God is the One that gives all things. And so you and I need to see that God wants us to see. We need to have faith in Him and Him alone. I thought about you take just like the men in here. Let me ask you something. Do you have faith to lead your family in exactly the way that God would have you to lead your family? I mean, in everything that God has said, everything that God has put in His Word, do you have enough faith to lead your family in the way that God has told you to lead them? The word of the Lord came to him. God has an answer during these times. If He has put us in this place, if He has asked us to trust Him, then He has a word for that time. He has an answer for us. Get thee hence. Get away from where you're at. Everything that's familiar to you. And I want you to go eastward. and hide thyself by the brook Cherith, that is before Jordan. It was a place that was covered in a lot of trees and brush, and there no doubt had to have been a secure pool right there by that brook that was still running, even when there was no rain. Coming out of the ground, down through Cherith. That's where God said, I want you to be. But then it got to the place, the brook dried up. The brook dried up. Now, listen, I want to tell you something. It's amazing. I heard one preacher say this one time, that he saw right here that God is able to turn a dry brook wet, and he's able to turn that wet brook back dry. Amen? God can turn it the way he wants to turn it. In faith, listen, it's not whether we have or whether we have not. I've thought an awful lot about his friend, Jesus' friend, Lazarus. He is a friend of the Lord. The Lord loved him very much. But he was sick. And the Lord stayed right where he was. And no doubt they wondered, because when Jesus finally did come, he was already had been dead 4 days. And Martha questions, why didn't you come? Why, if you loved him, why weren't you here? If you'd have been here, my brother had not died. But the Lord had other plans for Lazarus, to raise him from the dead, to show him and his sisters what it was to die and be raised again. I mean, Lazarus got new life put into him. Are you listening to me? That's the closest thing to being born again that could have happened to him. Are you hearing me? And it was the Lord. Listen, in our life, we may think he's not looking, he's not answering, he does not care, and that's the furthest thing from the truth. He's the one that allowed Lazarus and his family to get in that place so that he could do what only he can do. And Elijah was in that place, a place where now the brook has dried up. Now what do I do? Well, listen, before that all dried up, God was having him not only drink of the brook, he was being fed by the ravens. Fed by the ravens. A carnivorous bird was bringing flesh and bread of a morning and flesh and bread of evening. That's unnatural. Unnatural. A lot of times we're looking for that which is natural to happen. You know, if this would happen, see, I can understand it. It's natural. Or, you know, I figure it out on paper or in my head, or, you know, I scratch some theory together in my heart and I think that could work. It's natural. But what about the unnatural? What about God doing that which is unnatural? And God can do that which is unnatural to supply our need. Amen? I mean, you'd have never thought of a bird, a carnivorous bird, bringing flesh and bread in the morning, flesh and bread of the evening. What else could God have a bird drop in your lap? What else could God do? Are you listening to me? I mean, think about all the things that God had done that was miraculous right here. And Elijah, not knowing from one day to the next where it's going to come from. Listen, that is walking by pure faith. You are trusting in God's ability alone. You're going in His direction. You don't know where the water's going to come from. You don't know where the bread and flesh is going to come from. You don't know how the need will be supplied, but you know who's got His eye on you. And that's God. Do you have faith to trust Him this morning? I mean, to really trust Him. Think about what's happening here. The word of the Lord had came to him and said, "Arise, get thee to Zarephath, which belongeth to Zidon. Dwell there. Behold, I've commanded a widow woman there to sustain thee." Now, if you'll read on down, she didn't have much left. She had a little bit of oil in a cruse and a little bit of meal in a barrel. That was it. This woman, what she had was enough for her and her son to eat and then die. That's where her mind was. We're going to eat this, and then we're going to die. This is what's going to happen. This is what's going to happen. You see, faith doesn't have everything figured out. God had commanded her to sustain him. So my mind says this. Why is she not thinking God's going to send a prophet by here and we're not going to die? Because God commanded me to sustain him. If I'm going to have to sustain him, then I have to be sustained myself. Are you listening? What God's not going to take from you and leave you empty. Amen? I mean, what you give unto the Lord, some people just absolutely cannot give to the Lord. They can't give anything over to the Lord. They feel like they've got to have their little bit. And that's all. Listen, if she would have kept that, she would have fixed it and she would have died. If we keep our little bit, are you listening? We'll die. We'll die spiritually. But she obeyed what the prophet said. Make me a cake first, and then make for yourself and for your son. And she did exactly that. She did exactly that. And God, listen, took an empty cruse and put oil in it. And took an empty barrel and put meal in it. Her son, not long after, listen, here she is doing the will of God, and her son dies. And the Lord said, "Elijah, now what are you going to do?" No doubt this widow woman was thinking, here I have done everything the Lord has asked out of me, and my son dies. Those times that the devil wants you and I to quit and give up, after we have obeyed, we have walked, are you listening to me? Every mile, we have took every turn, and now here I am in this terrible situation. And Elijah prayed unto the Lord. Prayed unto God of heaven. And he said, "Give me thy son. Give me thy son. Give me the meal. Give me the oil. Now give me your son. Your dead son." So he took him out of her bosom. I got a feeling she's still kind of holding on. Wouldn't you? That was your only child. There he has died, and the prophet's saying, give me your son. He doesn't know, or she doesn't know if he's going to go bury him or what he's going to do. But he carried him up into a loft where he abode, laid him upon his own bed, and he cried unto the Lord and said, O Lord my God, hast thou also brought evil upon the widow with whom I sojourn by slaying her son? In other words, now Elijah is questioning. God, you have had me on this path, and you used this woman to take care of me, and now this has come upon her? He didn't understand why this had come upon her. But he's crying unto the Lord, and he stretched himself upon the child three times and cried unto the Lord and said, O Lord my God, I pray thee, let this child's soul come into him again. He's exercising faith. God, you are the God that made a dry place wet. You made foul birds clean to bring me bread and flesh. You took a widow that had nothing, and you have provided for me. Now, God, I want you to bring life from the dead. Life from the dead. A dead son brought to life. A dead son brought to life. God can bring a dead son to life. You think about that. You think about how far that is. How far reaching. I mean, she had already started weeping, started grieving. Her son was dead. He wasn't passed out. He was dead. Elijah knew he was dead. But God brought life from the dead. A God that can bring life out of that which is dead. Can you trust Him? Can you believe Him? When he stretched himself upon the child, the Lord heard the voice of Elijah, and the soul of the child came into him again, and he revived. He revived. And Elijah took the child and brought him down out of the chamber into the house and delivered him unto his mother. And Elijah said, see, thy son liveth. See? Take a look. Take a look at what God did. See? In other words, I just got to thinking about that whole story. There she has given everything. And now her son dies. But Elijah's saying, see? See what God can do? You see what God can do? God did that for the barrel. God did that for the oil. God just raised your son. There's no limit to how far faith in our God can go. God's ability is limitless. Why would we ever doubt a God like we have? A Savior like the one we have? I know there are so many things going on in people's lives right now. Listen, we get to the place sometimes we don't know what to do, what to think. What am I going to do next? How in the world is this? I don't know what direction to go in. go eastward. God's got a direction. Go eastward. Hide thyself in the brook Cherith. God has an answer. God has direction. God knows what He's going to do, whether we know it or not. Elijah didn't know everything God was going to do, but he walked in the direction God told him to walk, and he found God supplying his need at every step. At every step. I'm sure, listen, there was a day the water dried up. He didn't have water. I'm not saying, listen, that it was always. I mean, there's some bumpy days. Bumpy days during that time. He was in it with everybody else. But he didn't thirst to death. He didn't starve to death. If he had been in any other place, look at this, he'd have starved. And he would have thirsted. If he would have been in any other place, he would have thirsted and starved. If that widow woman would have done any other thing, her and her son would have died. And stayed that way. You think of how God turns the tide for the believer. God can turn the tide for the believer. He simply wants us to know really what faith is. To really know what trusting in Him really is. Elijah had no control over this circumstances. None. You say, well, he could have called for the heavens, because he said, by my word, he had to get the word from the Lord first. He had to get the word from the Lord first. It was the Lord that shut up the heavens. And it was the Lord that made it rain again. Same in our life. It's the Lord who lets the rain stop. And it's the Lord that lets it come again. It's the Lord that'll give you direction. These most miraculous things. I mean, miraculous. God commanded. That's what the Bible said. I have commanded the ravens. I have commanded a widow. God is commanding in the midst of doubt. Because God's commands are firm. And there's nothing that God can't command over. I don't know if God could do that. I don't know if God will do that. Jesus stepped out on the edge of a boat and said, "Peace be still," to the Sea of Galilee. And it calmed. He looked up to heaven and blessed. Bread, gave thanks to the Father above, and 5 loaves and 2 fishes was enough to feed 5,000 people with leftovers. He's able to raise the dead. He is able to command in the midst of our lives. He commands. He commands us, and He commands the wind. He commands the action of what's happening. He can command the rain to stop. He can command the rain to come. God is in command. He's commanding the ravens. He's commanding the brook. He's commanding the widow. Are you listening to me? He's commanding everything. God is in command. That's good to know. That's good to know. No matter what you and I are facing, God is in command. Just go ahead and sit easy. God's in command. Amen. Don't fret. We do. God says don't. Don't fret. Whatever comes, He's in command. He is in command. Sometimes things ain't like what we think. Ask Job. Sometimes we don't understand. But God's in command. God restored that man so much. In what little time he was here on earth, he suffered little compared to the glory that was waiting in heaven. He had twice the number of children waiting for him in heaven. You thought about that? Amen. I want you to stand.